or stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Thursday, March 12th, 2026 edition. Again, I appreciate Ralph Rebant. We were having some technical issues there with the interview, so I apologize. But we did the best we could, and we got through it. I am going to create a YouTube video of the interview later today between Ralph Rebant and myself here on the show. And if you are interested, probably tomorrow I'll have the YouTube video posted, created, produced, and up, pending, and be able to share it with you on your cell phone via text messages. All you'll have to do is text me. Let's do his first name, Ralph. R-A-L-P-H. Ralph. I would do R-R for Ralph Rebant. But we also have our author, Rick Randall. So we have a couple of RRs that we're dealing with here on my cell phone. So we'll just leave it as Ralph. If you're interested in hearing that interview or sharing that interview, just text me Ralph tomorrow and I'll be able to send it to you. Again, I'm going to produce the YouTube video of it later tonight, and we'll have it uploaded into my phone. A couple of text messages that came in. Rod Wheeler, listening in down in Lake County, said, it sounds like Ralph has been listening to Carla Wagner. Absolutely. He has supported her effort. Ask My Tax totally agrees with it. And again, look at who eliminating the state income tax would benefit the most. High income individuals like Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, millionaires would save a ton of money by eliminating the income tax. Most of us, all of us, would benefit from eliminating property taxes. But in talking with Perry Johnson, if you go back and listen to that interview, he mentioned the boom of wealthy individuals moving to our state like they did when Tennessee, Texas, and Florida eliminated the state income tax in their states. Wealthy individuals moved there. Most wealthy individuals are wealthy because they own businesses. They bring those businesses to Michigan, requires people to work in those businesses, causing employment opportunities. You want to get a better paying job? Well, the only way you're going to get it is through competition. If there's more businesses here that need employees, they're going to offer you more money than you're making now to get you to move over to working for them. Perry Johnson said after eliminating the state income tax, he then would want to work on lowering or eliminating the property tax. Well, the people in Lansing are freaking out. Because if Perry Johnson gets elected governor, eliminates income tax, then goes on to eliminate property taxes, how are we going to fund government? How are we going to fund our schools, police, fire? how are we going to fund our local townships where we go to vote? Harry Johnson claims it can be done because there's so much waste, fraud, and abuse and just stupid spending in Lansing right now. Again, I go back historically, look at what happened when Jennifer Granholm turned over the keys to the governor's mansion to Rick Snyder. 47 billion dollars to run state government when Rick Snyder took the keys on January 1st of 2011. 47 billion to run Lansing, and that had a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in it as well. She hands the keys to the governor's mansion over to Rick Snyder. 8 years, him and Brian Kelly, governor, lieutenant governor, increased the budget from 47 to 56. So they basically increased it $9 billion the 8 years they were governor, lieutenant governor. Not tremendously huge, but $47 billion to 56. It still went up. Then Rick Snyder handed the keys to Governor Gretchen Whitmer to the governor's mansion January 1st of 2019. In her 8 years, she's gone from 56 to 88 billion. What? $32 billion increase in 8 years? On average, it's what, $4 billion a year? Four times eight is 32. Sounds like it to me. Harry Johnson says that's insanity. Ralph Rebant, it's insanity. He mentioned wanting to cut it $5 billion. I think it needs to be cut $20 billion. At least. $13 billion is how much revenue goes to Lansing coffer based on income tax. $16 billion goes to Lansing in the form of property taxes. Why do we send that much money to Lansing on our property taxes? Stop and think about this. Do you live statewide? No. You live at your house. You live in a township, city, or village. Everything that impacts you at your home is local. You get in your car, your vehicle, you drive to the local market, you go to the local grocery store, you go to the local drugstore. You don't drive to Lansing to buy a gallon of milk. You go to your local corner store or your market. If you have a heart attack, or your wife, your spouse has a heart attack, who do you call? 911. Folks, do you realize that 911 calls are routed based on your location? When a 911 call is made, they know exactly where you are on planet Earth. That call gets routed to the closest dispatcher servicing 911. What's your emergency? My wife, Victoria, is having a heart attack. She's had a heart attack before in 2007. I put nitroglycerin under her tongue after she took an aspirin, and I got a nitroglycerin tablet under her tongue. Please send an ambulance as soon as possible. No problem, sir. Torch Lake Township is on its way. Folks, they were there in like 2 minutes. Backed in the driveway after I cleared the snow for them. Put her on a gurney, took her to Munson, and saved her life. Was that an ambulance from Lansing? Was that an ambulance from Traverse City, Munson Hospital, where we took her? No, it was Torch Lake Township Hall, 2.7 miles up the road from our house. Parents, you got kids? Where do they go to school? Most parents send their schools to their local elementary, junior high, or high school in their community. If you live in Bel Air, Michigan, the county seat of Antrim County, they have elementary, junior high, and a high school. If you live in Bel Air, good chances your kids are going to the local schools in Bel Air, Mansalona, Traverse City, Sheboygan. You send your kids to your local schools. You're proud of your local schools. Who is responsible for your government, your township board? Supervisor, treasurer, clerk, and usually two trustees. Up here in Northern Michigan, most local boards are five members. County commissioners working over top of all the township, cities, and villages in your county. Most county commissioner groups, five, seven, maybe nine county commissioners based on population. The point is this. It's all done at the local level. Then why are we sending so much of our property tax dollars to Lansing, allowing them to get their grubby hands on our money, wasting it on stupid stuff, and sending us back pennies on the dollars in the form of local revenue sharing? This is ass backwards, people. Keep the money in the people's pockets. Let them pay locally what needs to be funded locally. Do you have a $1 bill in your wallet or your purse? I want you to pull it out right now. If you're driving, don't do it. When you get home, you get back to your office, get a $1 bill. Flip it over. The dark green side of a $1 bill. Do you see that pyramid? Our founding fathers, when they created our country, wanted that pyramid to be representative of government. The large base of the pyramid was local government. The widest, the foundation, the absolute basis of all government is local, is what the founding fathers did when they created our U.S. Constitution. As you go up and the pyramid gets smaller, about the next third of it is state government. That little tiny eye that separated at the top of the pyramid, that was supposed to be the federal government. That's how small the federal government was supposed to be. Largest base of the pyramid, local government, as it got smaller going up the top, state government, and that little tiny eye of that pyramid top was supposed to be the federal government. That's why it's on the $1 bill. Watching out for your money. And the pyramid is completely upside down. It's got to change. We'll wrap it up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Little housekeeping. Good comments. Text messages coming in. Summer. Governor Snyder expanded health care, Medicare coverage here in the state. Yeah, because Healthy Michigan was supposed to save us dollars on Medicaid costs for the state of Michigan. Hospitals were taking in patients. You have to take everybody that walks in through the door. That's because hospitals don't pay property taxes. As a result, the tax abatements they get for not paying property taxes, they have to agree to accept everybody that walks through an emergency room door. A lot of people didn't have insurance. They were treated, they got the services, but they couldn't pay the hospital bills. As a result, they wanted to expand Medicaid. Everybody that's non-insured would be put on Medicaid if they qualified income-wise, and that Medicaid would pay the bills. It would save us money. That's what they told us. Only 300,000 people, Randy, will go on Healthy Michigan. We're up to 25% of our population in the state of Michigan, approaching 2.5 million people, are on Healthy Michigan Medicaid. Again, politicians making promises, and instead of it becoming moot, basically repealed, shut down if it didn't save money, well, guess what they do? They expunge money from other departments and move it into Medicaid, and therefore it doesn't cost us any money. It balances the budget every single year since Snyder created it. Don't even get me started about Snyder and what he did to this state. Then she comes back with even a good one, a better one. In the state of Colorado, Randy, they can't raise taxes without a vote. Now, Colorado fees, quote unquote, everything. We need to be aware that this can happen here. What kind of fees are you talking about? Most of them are consumption fees or service fees. You want to use a park? You got to pay a fee. You want to use a library? You got to pay a fee. If you go on a toll road, you got to pay the toll when you get either on or off. Mackinac Bridge. They don't collect the bridge fees at the south end. They collect it at the north end. If you use the bridge, you got to pay the fee. If you're going to use the bridge, you got to pay the fee. That's why the toll bridges, toll booths on the Mackinac Bridge are on the north end. Parking lot fees at a Kroger's or any strip mall. Well, guess what? I wouldn't shop at that Kroger. I would go to a grocery store in Colorado that the owner owns the parking lot with the building. If he chooses to provide free parking on his private property, he is going to get all the customers to come to his store versus Kroger's. Any strip mall? What, you guys don't own the parking lot? Your landlord that you're leasing your space from doesn't own the parking lot? Then you need to move your business. I know people are telling me in Florida they have no income tax. They fee everything down there too. Well, guess what? If you're not paying property taxes or you're not paying income tax, you got to pay for it somehow. She says the store collects the fee. Well, then I'd shop at a different store. See, that's what competition does. If you got a nail, let's say a nail salon. Summer is a woman, so I'm thinking, you know, she's going to go get her nails done, a haircut, or whatever, beautician. Go to a different beauty shop. Go to one that doesn't charge you for parking. Make it a competition thing in the market. Toll roads, a horrible idea. State of Michigan is, do you know, the only state in the country that has what they call freeways? We're going to get on the freeway. What's a freeway? Never heard of that. I was in truck stops in every state across the country. I've been to New Hampshire. I've been to South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, you name it. I've been there. They have expressways or they have toll roads. That's how they fund their highways. You know why we came up with freeways in Michigan? Because we're a peninsula. You don't get to drive into another state except the west end of the UP or the north end Sault Ste. Marie going into Canada. You have to make a hard left or a hard right off of I-80 to get into Michigan. They came up with the idea, well, let's give them freeways to get into Michigan as a way to get tourists to come to see our beautiful state. The idiots in Lansing want to convert us into toll roads. No, totally against it. There's other ways to fund the damn roads other than the way they're currently doing it, and it's called getting rid of MDOT handling roads and bridges in Michigan. Let the county, local county road commissions do it. We're on a roll today. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.